The purpose of the Gospel of John is simply stated, "But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of John. To accomplish this purpose, John included many things that the other writers left out and excluded much of what the others said. The style of this gospel is simple, but the thought is profound. It sets forth the deity of Jesus Christ as a basis of our faith and meet our spiritual needs. He did not write for a particular class of people, as did the other writers. He wrote for all of us. John's specific purpose explains why he does not record the facts relative to the birth and early life of our Lord. Instead of giving a genealogy, he says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." I remember that I was a bit confused by these words when I was still a new Christian. In the beginning was the Word. What did that mean? And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. How could the Word be God and at the same time be with God? And then, still speaking of the Word, John says, "All things were made by Him." Was this Word a person? I was confused. Then I saw how verse 14 tied the whole thing together and brought beautiful meaning to it all. "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." Jesus Christ was the Word, the visible expression of God. He was the eternal, with God in the beginning, and the creator of all things. In presenting Jesus as the Son of God, John records 8 miracles. It is interesting which miracles John includes to achieve the purpose of his book. Let me illustrate. Who records the raising of Lazarus from the dead? John, of course. Dead for 4 days, and at the command of the Son of God, he rose up and came out of the tomb. "And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a cloth. Jesus said unto them, Loose him, and let him go." The result? "Then many of the Jews who came to Mary, and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him." When Lazarus rose from the dead, many of the Jews believed in him. When he restored the sight of the man born blind, the man's response was, "Lord, I believe." It becomes clear as we study the events of John's records that they are in direct line with the objective of his book. This gospel meets the spiritual needs of the soul of every man, Jew, Greek, Roman. To achieve this objective, John records Christ's teaching on the new birth, Christ, the water and bread of life. He is shown to be the light of the world, the way, the truth, the vine, the resurrection, and the life. The divinity of Christ appears in his words and his works. These profound truths are not given in parables. John records none of the parables of Jesus. As you put it all together, the grand central theme shines forth with dramatic clarity. Jesus is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. Study the Gospel of John in this light, and let your soul be refreshed and blessed, your faith deepened, and your life transformed by the Holy Spirit of God.